In Grand Rapids Public Schools, students of color are a little over 2 grades behind white students, and African American students are 3 times as likely to be suspended as white students, according to data from GRPS.
Unfortunately, this is real data, something that has been an issue within the district for many, many years. We are working to implement restorative practices, restorative justice. In fact, we've had more than 1,500 restorative circles. So we know the data is there. We know the data is not good. And we know that we have a lot of work to do.
That is John Helmholtz, the spokesperson for the Grand Rapids Public Schools District. Although graduation rates have increased to 66% from 45% 6 years ago, there are still some inconsistencies, according to Helmholtz.
Where some students are suspended for 1 day for the same offense that another student is suspended for 10 days.
As a witness to the experiences of students of color in the classroom through his advocacy work in education, Kyle Lim says classrooms are places of great pain for many students of color in Grand Rapids. Lim is the director of education at the Grand Rapids Urban League.
We have this understanding, not just in Grand Rapids, but in the U.S., of schools as these benevolent institutions that are designed to teach and grow and nurture children. And the sad reality is that in schools across the country, and Grand Rapids is no exception, educational institutions or schools are often sites of great suffering for kids of color.
Lim says to address some of those inconsistencies, schools need to ask themselves if their policies are focused on caring for students of color.
What are the policies, practices, and procedures that you're putting in place to ensure that Black kids in particular are being cared for within that?
Michelle Jokishpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.